ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। यू हैव फुली डेलिनिएटेड द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म एज वेल एज द नॉलेज डिराइव्ड देयर फ्रॉम। व्हाई शुड यू बी डिस्पोंडेंट इन स्पाइट ऑफ ऑल दिस थिंकिंग दैट यू आर अनडन माई डियर प्रभु। द Vedanta Sutra, the Brahma Sutra, compiled by Sri Vyasadeva, is the full deliberation of impersonal absolute feature, and it is accepted as the most exalted philosophical exposition of the world. It covers the subject of eternity, and the methods are scholarly. So, there cannot be any doubt about the transcendental scholarship of Vyasadeva. So, why should he lament? ॐ अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभ्रष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदेहं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानुतं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानुतांश। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यमेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे। आई जस्ट रीड द श्लोक अगेन। सवै भवा नो नो दूसरा गया। जिज्ञासितमधीतं च ब्रह्मयत्यत्सनातनं तथापि सोचस्यात्मानं कृतार्थ इव प्रभो। यू हैव फुली डेलिनेटेड द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म एज वेल एज द नॉलेज डिराइव्ड देयरफ्रॉम। व्हाई शुड यू बी डिस्पोंडेंट इन स्पाइट ऑफ ऑल दिस थिंकिंग दैट यू आर अनडन माय डियर प्रभु। सो यू आर ऑल अवेयर अबाउट द डायलॉग बिटवीन व्यासदेव एंड नारद मुनि। So, Narad Muni is pointing out why you are despondent. Now, if Vyasadeva can be despondent, then let us think about ourselves. Actually, this place is mean for despondency. This is Dukhalyam Asasutam. In any situation, anybody, whoever, even when Lord Ram came, Krishna himself came, they always get trouble here. This is the place for trouble. There is despondency by birth, right? Anybody comes here, he should not think that he is going to be under, you know, red carpet everywhere. There is trouble and trouble only. This is place where you have to learn how to troubleshoot. Otherwise you cannot exist. So, the first lesson of the mother is given. The relationship, and that is the real cause of the trouble. because then we get hooked with this material world. This is this is you, this is your name, this is your mummy, papa, daddy, whatever relationships are there. Then it starts. And as much as you are hooked, you have travel. And then there are many processes that you get out of the travel, then start renouncing everything, become monk, no relationship, no mother, no father, nobody. But that will not also do the good. So, like yesterday Prabhupada was mentioning, there is no question of detachment. Actually, nobody can detach himself. There is a real question that how to learn attaching everything to Krishna. Actually, we have come for attachment, not for detachment. That is not human nature. By birth, we are attached. Now, the process of attaching is ignorant. We are trying in different way, in the wrong direction. So what we have to do, that is like Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu. Why Guru is called everything? Because Guru is also like a mother. He catches your finger and says, "This, get attached here, hook here." So that is why we are never, we are so indebted to Guru that we can never fulfill in this lifetime. We can never clear our debt. We'll be always renanubandh. That debt which exists from the Guru will exist for life after life. We have to come again and again and serve Srila Prabhupada and all the Gurus so that we can satisfy them. So, that is the purpose of ISKCON, that we get out of this attachment and we get attachment to Krishna. This is the purpose. And that's why Prabhupada established everywhere the deities, that you become, they are our central point. Our life is hooked around them. Whatever is needed for their services, that is our life. Unless until we do that, our whole activity is just srameva hi kevalam. Whatever we do is just an in vain effort. It has no meaning, no sense, no satisfaction. We are looking for satisfaction. Everybody is looking, searching. Sukham, sukham. Where is the sukham? Where is the pleasure? There are so many philosophy hedonists. They just say that we exist here because we need pleasure. If there was no pleasure, there is no use of staying in this material world. There is no need of existence. Our existence is based on the pleasure. But the only problem is that we don't understand what is the pleasure and what is the bliss. We have no distinction. And that is the reason of the trouble. When we just go to the sensual pleasure, it will never satisfy. Whatever you do, just like one saintly person, he was going, so he met three persons and he gave three different blessings. He met the king, so he said he knew that the king is not going to go away from the pleasure propensity. So he said, "No, long live king, long live. Because as much as you live, you have all the facilities and you keep on rotting here, you know." So he's saying, "You just long live, long live." Then he met the butcher. The butcher's life is so dangerous that in this life also, he cannot even smell properly in his place. So even if he is living here, he's in hell, and after death also he'll be in hell. So he says, "Jivova marova. Either you live or you die, there's no problem for you." Both way you have the same situation. And then he met the brahmachari. So he said that, you live or you die. In both situations you are blissful. Because when you are here, you are serving the Lord. When you go back home. There also there is your service. So, for that pleasure, for that blessings, Prabhupada has created this organization, that when we are on this planet, we are fully blissful. And this is the blessing of Srila Prabhupada, that in this movement when somebody stays, he is not only happy himself, he makes others happy. See, when you meet people, they say, "Oh, Swamiji, what is there? You are always smiling." So, even if they don't smile, if they have no reason to smile, just by seeing the devotees, they smile. Sometimes they think funny, you know. Some devotees have 7 head, 8, then they see, "Hey, what is this? What is this dress?" And they make make fun of it. But still they are smiling, they are happy. It is never that it causes a problem or tension to somebody. Darshan of a devotee is always blissful, always pleasure. Always a person gets a jnata sukriti. He becomes eligible to get blessings of Lord. Just by darshan, just meeting with even for love matra, for fraction of a second, somebody meets a devotee, he gets a jnata sukriti. So at least Prabhupada has created a movement that the world has got opportunity. There are many preachers, they are very effective, they preach, they speak, many people try to listen, they have so many interactions. Some devotees, they are very simple, they just exist themselves, they don't preach anybody. But it doesn't matter, just by their format, their appearance, their association, their darshan, people will still get benefit. It is a little difficult here in Western world that you go in this devotional dress everywhere. Many people will not feel so good. But at least in India, in a country like India and Fiji, Mauritius also, right? There are many places where if you are in America also, nobody bothers if somebody in devotee dress. They say, "Okay, all right." They think this is something new. No, nobody bothers devotee in America. So, devotee dress is also very important. Because now in our society there are many people, they think, no, it is only for morning sadhana, morning program. You dress like a devotee, then you go out. No need. But it has very great potency. You must have all experience that when you are in devotee dress, you are Hare Krishna. Now people are very less seen. No, I used to see them in airport all the time. What happened to them? Number is decreasing. No, but even though we have increased number, it is not that we have less devotee. We have more devotees. But the devotees have become little shy. Many devotees, they don't like to go in devotional dress outside. But that is not good. That is not fair. See, this is a preaching movement. We are in very few numbers. So as much as we broadcast, this is also broadcasting. Your dress is also broadcasting. Many times people, they just think, what is this strange dress? What is this bed seat and what? So they ask. There is curiosity. There is a question. They will come to you and they will ask, what is this? So you have got chance to preach them, to meet them, to greet them, to inspire them. So this is also very important. But time, place, circumstances, there are some places where you are not very welcome or they don't like, then you make distinction about that. So we are also very despondent. And whenever we are despondent, we see somebody meets you, what does he say? "Oh, what is the problem, Baba? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy." So this is such a simple formula that whenever you feel despondent, it is very easy. Just chant Hare Krishna. This mantra is not only written as a slogan, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It is very practical. You just try, especially in the situation where you are despondent. Because in everybody's life there is time when we get opportunity that we become very despondent. There is something, somebody meet you, he caused some tension to you, you feel very bad, or in family, or in friends. Many times situations are there. But this is the private realization. You know, you just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. This mantra will work. You know, you just see that I have problem, okay, let me chant one round, do something. So you will feel very good. And it is not a mantra which is just newly created, but it is existing from time immemorial. From generations, the saintly people have taken shelter of this mantra, this Mahamantra. And this Mahamantra is the only source of existence for us. Whatever you do, you can fail. You try to distribute prasad, there is a limitation. You know, you will go out of stock. There are many people, they need prasad. So, there is a shortage. You start distributing books, there is a shortage of books. But this is unlimited. This Mahamantra is unlimited. You chant yourself, unlimited. You give to others, is unlimited. So this is the source of complete energy. We should take shelter of this Mahamantra. And we should try to apan jivan sarthak kari. See, when you tell somebody to chant, they just listen and they go away. But when you chant carefully, then you see the effect. Even in one day, the day you chant properly, listen properly, and whatever you do that day, see the effect of that day. This chanting is not, it is something mechanical, that just you finish and proper, Prabhupada will say, in the chanting time, you see, in his sound system, it comes, sit properly. So when you sit properly, when you listen properly and chant properly, that day you see the effect. You go for book distribution, you meet anybody, you talk to anybody, whatever you do, it has a different effect. Then, when you have not chanted anything at all, or you chanted badly, when you chanted and you didn't listen anything, there is a big effect of it. So, this time which is allocated by Srila Prabhupada, this sadhana bhakti starts in the early morning, this Brahma Muhurta, it has very effective. You will see in even in our leaders in ISKCON, who are a very great sadhaks, who come very regularly to their sadhana, you see their wonderful activity, their effect. Because our movement is for acharyas. It is not only for talkers. You talk and you don't do. But if you practice, and even if you don't say, suppose you come for every program, you don't tell anybody, just by meeting you, that person becomes very affected. Oh, he comes very regularly. Let me also try. At least sometime, I should become like him. You know, people make a point to follow you. They just do it silently without knowing, without letting you know what. So this is such an effective process. This is sadhana of great two principles Prabhupada has given. It is very practical behavior. It is not only he has coded. You see, many times, because if you go in India, there are many speakers. They speak very, very dramatic style, and so many public, 50,000, 100,000 people are sitting, and they are mesmerized for hours together, and they say, such a good speaker. But when it comes to Hare Krishna, the Hare Krishna people will always make these 4 points. So many times I have seen, many people will say me, Swamiji, what is this 4 regulatory principles? You have to tell again and again. So then I ask, did you try to practice sometime? What makes difference, practice or don't practice? So then how they will understand? Because unless you practice, this regulatory principle itself is very simple, but you just try. Like when you say no gambling, we are thinking, we never gamble, where is the gambling? We are not going on dice. But even telling lies is also part of gambling, because you are not straightforward. That itself is causing so much problem. So these rules and regulations Prabhupada have given, they look very simple, but they are very effective, very effective. And I think this temple is one of the emblem of ISKCON worldwide, wherever you go, except India, because India is very natural for them. And since in India there are big temple coming everywhere, you see. And now in South India, so many temples have come up. And North India, Delhi temple, Bombay temple is existing for a long time. Vrindavan, anywhere you go, ISKCON temple. And then so many devotees dancing, chanting. This is also one of the glorification of ISKCON. Devotees are chanting and dancing. Because other places people go, even in Vrindavan, just see, Vrindavan has 5,000 temples. How many Krishna temples? More than 5,000 temples. And you just go anywhere and everywhere, you'll feel not anything there. Because pujaris, they are just sitting there, they are thinking, oh, you brought something, you brought, then immediately they will run with some prasad, take, you know. They will care for you. And if you have brought nothing, they will not even watch you. You know, you come and go, they will not bother. Somebody came, somebody went. Like that. Because their focus is for getting something. It is only ISKCON where you go, and if you are a little bit free, if devotees are there, they will immediately say, yes, sir, welcome, how are you? They immediately start, you know, letting you know that what is happening, take some books, because this is a preaching movement. It is very effective. And that is the reason, because of Prabhupada's this science, our preachers, our devotees are preachers, it is just growing. Otherwise, you just see, there are so many, Chinmayananda Swami, Bapu, so many Swamis came. And as soon as the founder dies, everything is packed up, finished. Only for dispute property, give me this, give me that. It is just finished. But this is the only Prabhupada's movement where everything is growing. Books are distributed more printing press, more devotees. Well, why? Because our preachers are alert. They are trying to follow Prabhupada's instructions. They are ready to preach. It is not a very big thing. You know very little, doesn't matter. You just tell the same thing to others. But it is very effective. See, there is difference between others. Other scholars, they speak what they read in a book. They don't practice it. And Hare Krishna devotees, even if they know less, they know less Vedas, they know less Upanishads or whatever. But whatever they know practice it practically. And it has a very great effect. So, I think despondency of Vyasadeva, it is just artificial. Because Narada and Vyas of that level, saintly persons, they will have never problem of in despondency or sorrow, will never come there. This Bhagavatam actually, it is a torchlight for us. We read, we get attracted, and then we follow, and then we speak about that. So, our life will become successful. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Only important point is that in India, Bhagavat Saptah is there, very famous. They speak for 7 days, over. Some people think, oh, in the whole lifetime, some householder, oh, we have never done Bhagavat Saptah. So they will organize big scene, you know, invite, yes, this is speaker from Vrindavan, this is so-and-so Bapu, big speakers they invite, spend so much money, and big banners, and what happened? All this, they are sitting in a class, and then they will just look this and that side, manage. Oh, my guest has come. They will just run, bring the guest. And practically, if you ask them what did they hear in 7 days, they will say, oh, so many people came, everybody enjoyed. So they are thinking this Bhagavatam is for enjoyment. Huh? This is just for enjoyment, time passing. But Prabhupada says that what is the Bhagavad's philosophy? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. Unless we get the Naistiki Bhakti of Krishna, only one ist Krishna. Unless we determine so much, then it has no effect. So, our Bhagavatam is fixed program. Every day we sit. Only problem is that Nidra Devi also, it also try to catch the same time because many people don't sleep properly. So then he sees just plants to just appear in the time of Bhagavatam. So a lot of people get facility out of that, So we have to be careful. When we feel like a little dizzy, we should get up and hear. Because whatever, even one word of this sloka, it goes into our heart, it will guarantee you to come out of this loka bandhanam, this maya which has tied us, was a hard knot. We will be able to cut it. Because every day when we listen Bhagavatam, every day without fail, sometimes we are not able to come to class. Then we make sure that we keep our own personal Bhagavat. Just read that sloka wherever we are. Your quota is over. So, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, it will continue. See, we are distributing books. We are somewhere different place. We are not in class. So what will happen? We will miss it. No, we should. We should keep our own personal copy. We should have dhoti kurta. We have so many things to survive. Some pocket money. Same way we should have one book, Bhagavat, and one Bhagavad Gita also. Because this is our tradition. One sloka from Bhagavat, one sloka from Bhagavad Gita. And these two sloka, they are such important and great medicine that sometimes if you miss the food, that will help you. There is no problem because according to doctors, we must miss food once a week or sometime. And there are many people in India. That's why there is Ekadasi after 15 days. ISKCON Ekadasi is a little very sumptuous. We have so much prasadam. So many people come. Sometimes Ekadasi is on Sunday. And then our guests, they get so good prasad. Say, my God, if this is type of Ekadasi, we invite us up. We will come also, we keep fast like this. Because ISKCON is a preaching organization. We don't want to let people just say, okay, today is Nirjala, I'm not going out anywhere, just lie down. So Prabhupada said, no, you take Ekadasi Prasad, you are right on the job. Army man, go to the border. Go, give this books to people. So whatever we do, our only one aim. ISKCON is just made for giving books. Because you preach anybody, sometimes you become smart. I am able to convince one man. It will not work. Your convincing may be affect 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. But if you give one book to somebody, not only it will change to this person, but it will affect hundreds of people in his family. Somebody comes to his home, sees, oh, what is this? Where did you get it? This, can I borrow it for 1 week or something? They will try to read it. Sometimes some people, they are very, they just stupid. They just, because somebody is saying they will purchase and keep it. They will never touch. But you will see, Sri Sri Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Sitaram Lishu Hanuman ki jai, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai ki jai. But the guest, they will come and they will see from the self, oh, this book, Prabhupada book, can I take it? They will get benefit. So your effort which you gave the book, it is not ever going to be in vain. Many times it happens, that you give the book and the person is not interested. He takes the book and he goes, keeps it in his self. Some guests come, then they say, oh, where did you get this? Oh, you like it? Why don't you take? He will think, oh, it is just lying here, I'm not using it. Anyway, you take it. So he's presenting a gift. That man is reading, he's explaining to everybody. So, it is like a time bomb. It will explode. It's not going to keep quiet. Prabhupada's book is not going to be just in self. It is going to be opened by somebody, and somebody reads it, he will get it affected, then he will start speaking about it. That is the great quality of these books. See, this is the reason. See, in India, many people think, I know about Krishna, everything. You talk to them, they will say, hey, I know, wow, what is this? I have heard from, by birth I know. Many people say, from birth I know everything. But because of the book distribution in India also, when they read Prabhupada's book, then they, you know, touch their head. Yes, there is some sense, something. Because Prabhupada has explained very scientifically. Otherwise, in India, everybody thinks all the demigods, Indradev, Chandradev, Suryadev, you know, everybody gives water to Surya Narayan. You go in a village in India, they'll see the water, and they give water to sun god. Everybody, every ladies, every gents, even if they don't do any worship, but they have shivling in every village, every place you go, they put water, and also they offer water to sun god. And what is their prayer? That we all become very good, family remains very good. That's all. But this is Prabhupada. The spiritualism is not a dogma. He created a vision. No. You are here to establish relationship. This is the Prabhupada books. This is a drastic change of understanding of person. Only knowing there is a God or you are giving water to some God, not enough. Also, they have one Sukriti, because in every village or everybody's house they have Tulsi. That protecting them, you know, because they are offering water to Tulsi. That is a great divine potency people have got in India. Everybody has house, you know. In their house there is Tulsi Maharani, and some people make very nice platform for them, and they really offer good respect to Tulsi Maharani. Because of Tulsi, many people are non-vegetarian also, and in their house also they have Tulsi, because the old mothers are keeping, so it is going on. Tulsi Maharani is there. So maybe because of their blessings, sometimes they will get some books of Prabhupada, some devotees will come to their house, they will get transformed. So our life is very special, just because we got inducted in ISKCON. It is not ordinary job. Don't think that, oh, I just came. There is no way out. It is better to just remain where you are. This is a nice place. It is not like that. This is actually, we are the most fortunate person out of all 84 lakhs of species. And out of whole humanity, 9 billion people on the planet, we are the distinction one. We are distinct. We are special. Whoever has taken shelter of ISKCON movement, who has come to Prabhupada, is a very, very special divine soul. And our life will be 100% guaranteed. We will be successful. Wherever we are, whatever we do, Prabhupada, he is very careful. He never forgets his people. He says, I will come, take you back. If he wants, he will send again, okay, go. On that corner, go to Russia now, go to China in next life. Do some preaching. But he will never forget. He will let you always get engaged in Krishna's service. In India, there are many people, they think that they are all very well set. Because time to time they get this Bhagavatam Saptah, and they also go to pilgrimage. This is traditional. Like here in Western world, when people are tired after a week, they just take a off and then they go make some party and enjoy, drink and be happy. Their lifestyle is different. But Indian tradition is different. There, in every life, families you see, they have one program. Once a year or twice a year, they make a program for pilgrimage. They go to Ayodhya, they go to Vrindavan, they go to Haridwar, Rishikesh, Kasi. They go to South Tirupati, like that. So, it has a lineage, it has a style by which they will get some benefit. especially that's why when Prabhupada will meet some Indian people in Western world, he will be very happy. He will say, like when he met Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he said, "You are finished now. That is not your life. Your life is this." When he met Gopal Krishna Maharaj, he said, "Oh, so important for you. This is your culture. Take it, take it. Spread it." And he also gave them time. Because in India, when Prabhupada was preaching in Jhansi, nobody was bothering. In Allahabad, nobody was bothering. They were thinking, "Are what Swamiji you are telling? We know everything." That is their problem. They don't understand that whatever they know is wrong. They don't know the proper method. And tasmat guru prapadeta. Unless and until you take shelter of a guru, a spiritual master, you will be never understand to relate. You will never understand that you can never relate to Krishna. You need. Many people, they talk like that, no? That, no, in between me and God, what is the, why should we have any agent? We don't need any agent. My God is my God. I know my God better than you. I don't need to listen from you. So there is very wrong conception in people. And they are just boasting. But neither they know themselves, nor they know their God. They just, waste their time. The real method, tasmat gurum prapadyate. And who is the guru? Sotriya Brahmanishtha. The guru who has heard from his guru. That is very important quality. The devotee who has taken shelter of his guru, who is coming in this Madhva Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Parampara. All other gurus are not gurus. Because jato mat tato pad, they are just concocting, they are speaking whatever they want. Only this four Vaishnava Sampradaya, whose life saramam bonam is Vishnu, they are eligible. And they are the only authorized parampara system by which one can achieve the connectivity to Krishna. Unless and until we have got connection, our time, even if we are doing very spiritual yoga, very spiritual chanting, unless and until we are connected with Krishna through the spiritual master, through the spiritual lineage, we don't get connected. That is also Sramayeva Hi Kevalam. It is not only in material life we are wasting, in spiritual life also we are wasting time. Unless and until we get connected through the spiritual master, through the Vaishnavas, our life will be always useless. So, we have a very, very great opportunity. Prabhupada not only gave one guru, he made Amar Agya, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Amar Agya Guru Hoy. If you follow four regulatory principles, if you read Prabhupada's book, you have right to preach. Just go. Go. And what is your preaching? Preaching is not talking. Don't become kathankar that I have to give katha. You just give. You push your way. Somehow or other, please, please, take it. It is gift. Please, this is very nice. Sometimes, they like paraphernalia, then they take paraphernalia, take money for the paraphernalia, give some books to them. If they get some books, that is their ultimate benefit. Because Prabhupada's books are very powerful. Even small Krishna book, this is just for how much? £1.50. Small book. That can even transform life. Because it is so simple. Krishna ki or, you have to go towards Krishna. Even if you just face towards Krishna, that gives you direction. That book is so influential, if you read it, ultimately you get connected to Krishna. So we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he gave such a great mission. We are very grateful to his devotees that they are trying to maintain his mission. Prabhupada's devotees, Prabhupada's followers are very great people. Because, you see, this spiritual life is a big boon. You become sadhu, there is no need of your working. No problem. Just have nice dress, nice tilak, you get so many chela. Come on! And they do seva for you, enjoy your life. But in ISKCON, our training program, we have preached people that you speak, whatever you heard, whatever you read in the books. So that's why this movement is very glorious. Because our guru system is not that you become guru and sit one place and eat prasad, mahaprasad. No. Our guru means you give, you deliver as many as people you can do that. Give this knowledge to others. So that way we all are guru. It is not only when somebody gives initiation, he is guru. When you give siksha, when you give the teaching to others, you are all guru. Everybody is guru. So we have to, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Amar agya guru hoye taro tare desh. This is my order. You go and become spiritual master and protect this universe. Preach, preach, preach. Teach, teach, teach. What do you teach? Message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, message of Prabhupada. And this is such a simple message. There is not like that you just do only Bhakti Shastri, you finish all the books, all the course, then only you become preacher. If you get convinced in this chanting, if you chant properly, you listen properly, just your chanting will affect you so much that when you speak, people will get like a glue. They just come, stuck with you. Okay, sir, please tell me. No, you told me, I'm going to follow. Since you told me, no meat eating, I'm just trying. Now it is almost 16 days, I'm following, you know, I'm just trying to abstain like that. You know, it becomes so effective. So, personal chanting is very important. It is 100,000 important than preaching others. First, our personal chanting should very much improve. We should be very serious. Because this is appointment to Krishna. Like if you have given appointment or you are going to see the king or a very big person, temple president, do you think that you just move around and then you just take it left hand drive and you are going to see the big man? Not. Same way, chanting means direct appointment with Krishna. You should get affected with this philosophy, this intention. My God, I'm going to chant Hare Krishna mantra. I'm going to sit with Krishna. I'm going to face Krishna. I'm going to call for Krishna. Very serious matter. So withdraw all your thoughts, senses. Become very serious. Oh, this is chanting time, Prabhu. Like Sutupasi. He sits just chanting. He's not watching here left and right. I was trying to talk to him, but I was not able to see him that he gave her blink his eyes, just chanting, chanting, chanting. Like Sutva Prabhu, that is a real good way. When you are just walking and then somebody meets you. Ah, Prabhu, this is good. No, you all the management work you just do when you are chanting. Then what is this chanting? You have wasted your time, also wasted whatever, whomever you are talking to. So this time should be very much focused. Suppose you have something to do, then break your chanting for that much period, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just go do that job and, you know. Because it gives a wrong notion also. Many devotees are sitting and chanting and two people start talking. They're disturbing others also. It's very important. This is not proper etiquette. If you are chanting, chant. If you have any work, go outside, first you perform your duty, then come back, you can chant some other time also. Very important. So that is called the Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnava etiquette means our action must affect in good way to others. Not that we do something and others get disturbed. If we disturb other people, then we are cause of concern. We should not do that. So, as I always mention, I travel many temples. This is the Radha Gokulan's temple, is the only vibrant temple where devotees are fired up, they are chanting, they are good sadhaks, they are also good hosts. Whoever come here, they always give good report. Went to manor, they organize nice program. Everything is good. So I pray to Radha Gokulanand, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, and also Shri Radha Parsarthi, you keep maintaining like this, and Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was actually very happy. See, if you read Leelamrita, or like when I was talking to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, so he was telling his experience. He said that when Prabhupada got this message to come here to London, he was extraordinarily happy, very happy. Because, you know, these Britishers, they rule all over the world. And they have big nose. They don't want to walk like this. Correct? So Prabhupada was having a hard time to deal with them. Many times, many people met him in India also. So when he went to America, and ultimately he decided, no, we should start our London preaching program. So when he came here, and ultimately he got this big piece, George Harrison, big. He was so happy. Very happy, very happy. So, and that is the reason this temple is still, because of the Prabhupada's happiness, it has become a place of pilgrimage. Anybody comes here, he also becomes happy. And the people who stay here, they are always happy. The devotees just see, Visambhar, how long you are connected. Just coming. He could have got another house sold, right? Like he is hooked. He is also a book distributor. Somebody gets the disease of book distribution, he can never do anything else. Yeah, that is a very, very chronic disease. If you become a book distributor and then try to do something else, it will not work with you. You have to just do the same thing. This is good, yes. Yeah, this is nice coloring book. This is good painting. Many people I have seen, they are not interested in philosophy, you know. When they just see the books are BBT's grace, that they are so well printed, their pictures are so good. Once they see, oh, yes, yes. So they think, oh, this is worth keeping in home. And that way they take. Then this book start effect. Because somebody has a book in the house, somehow or other somebody has to go to read it. And some people are very curious also. Different type of people are there. So they take. So our book distribution in India is a little bit easy because there are many rich people are there. Like in December marathon, we involve big life members. Please sponsor 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 kita. And they chip in money. Then you take distribution, take the books. Then all the college students, when they come to temple project, we give them, okay, take Bhagavad Gita, take Science of Self-Realization. So this is two-way traffic. One way we just got it, money, sponsored already. And second good thing is that it is going to the intellectuals. Because students are very miserly. As far as when they have to purchase cigarettes, they are very good. But when it comes to book, difficult for them to take out money, you know. But if you give them free, they will not mind. They will read also. Because they are always curious. That is the age when you have curiosity. You really want to know something. See, everybody is dissatisfied in their life. It is not only Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is just, for momentarily he's become despondent. But in this material world, practically every point of time, everybody is despondent. So they are looking for some peace. They're looking for Santi. Where is Santi? And then if you just deliver them, okay, take this. And they read, they find there is something, some solution is there. So I pray to Sri Sri Radha Gokulanand that he blesses us, to inspire us, that whomever we meet, we try to able to give them some books of Prabhupada. It is not the service of the people who just go out with the books. Book distribution, Prabhupada says, this is our family business. If you are part of ISKCON, your family business is book distribution. Nobody can, you know, say, no, I am this, I am that, I have no time. If he has no time, means he is not doing his family business. Real family business is the books. You give book to Prabhupada's books to anybody, your service will be glorified. Prabhupada is watching. He says, oh, yes, you did it. Even one book, he will become very happy. If you distribute 10 books, then he will be super happy. Oh, you did 10 today. So we have to try and do this service, great service for Srila Prabhupada. And keep inspiring to each other. When we see that somebody is not doing something proper, we not feel sigh, because our movement is to, this is correction movement. We try to correct each other. Prabhu, it looks good. What is that? Oh, it is not good. Just see, understand, try to feel. Then he says, oh yeah, sorry Prabhu. You see, but our smartness must be there. How to preach and how to tell people, because everybody is on false ego platform. If you hit somebody, then he will not take anything. But if you suggest in such a way, Prabhu, do you think there is something like that? Oh, yeah, 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 Prabhu, you are right. Oh, you are my friend, you are my brother. You helped me. I'm very grateful to you. So this movement is for reforming. Reform each other. You make mistake, I say, okay, Prabhu. I make mistake, you say, yes, Prabhu. Huh? So that way this will continue, and we will love each other. We will spread this Krishna consciousness, this divine prem, Krishna prem, will be spreading all over. And once this is full, then we will think, oh, we should not go anymore back to Godhead, because this becomes Godhead here, right here. Huh? Jiova Marova. Either you live here or you go to back to Godhead. In both situations we will be happy. So this is our mission. We preach more and more, give more books to people, and seek energy when we come Mangal Aarti. You see, you go and ask the deities, please bless me. Please put me in your service. Do some chamatkar. Please give me something by which I can preach. I can distribute more books. I can inspire more people. That will help. See, sometimes you come in front of deities, you don't ask anything. So they will not give anything to you. But if you pray to them, you say, my dear Lord, say, please, please, please give me some strength. I will be able to distribute these books. And in our mind, we must take some quota. This year I must do this much. This is a private concern, personal concern. It is not like that the people who live here or who just go with the books, party, they are the book distributor. This is the family business. Everybody's duty is book distribution. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever we can. We cannot escape from the book distribution. We must distribute. So, with this, I pray to their lordships that they bless us, they make us instrumental that we can distribute Prabhupada's book, and give a message of books to others as well. Also practice it one by one. Everything we practice in our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.